Are hurricanes really becoming stronger and more frequent? And what role does climate change play? These are some of the big picture questions NPR gets when we're covering hurricanes. And right now, we're going to explain how climate change impacts storms. I'm Merritt Kennedy, reporter for NPR's News Desk, here with science reporter Rebecca Hersher. Hello.
Hey.
So let's get right down to it. How is climate change impacting what a typical hurricane season looks like?
Well, first, storms are getting bigger and wetter. This has to do with warming oceans. We are all burning fossil fuels in our daily lives. All of that greenhouse gas traps heat. Heat makes the oceans warm. Why is that a problem? So you have all this hot water. It's like a steaming bath.
Ooh.
I know, but it's bad. It sounds good, but it's bad. So you have all this water vapor coming up off the bath. That vapor is the fuel for the engine that is the hurricane. It makes it bigger. And where does all that water go? It goes into the storm. So now you have this huge, wet storm coming toward land and threatening to drop a lot of rain. So that brings us to the second thing, which is that that big, wet storm, on average, moving more slowly than it used to. More time for all that water that was sucked up from the warm ocean to fall as rain.
So why are storms moving more slowly now? What does that have to do with climate change?
The first answer is we're not entirely sure. But there's a recent study that shows that there's been a 10% slowdown in the speed that hurricanes are moving over water and land. So this isn't the wind speed that you experience. This is the speed that the whole storm is moving. So they're moving more slowly over the last 70 years about. What does that have to do with climate change? Well, the poles warm up, which means that the difference in the temperature between the poles and the tropics is less. Well, the temperature differential is what drives wind. So less temperature differential means less wind. And how do hurricanes get around? They don't have their own power. They actually ride the wind. And so when the wind slows down, maybe the storms slow down. And that would both explain what we're seeing, which is this global slowdown in how fast storms are moving, and might predict that as the Earth continues to warm, we would continue to see this trend.
Okay, so the storms are trending bigger and wetter, but are they actually more dangerous?
Yes. Yes, they're definitely more dangerous. Rain is super dangerous. I think this is something that gets maybe undervalued by people as you do a risk assessment about your own life. I talked to this one tropical cyclone specialist. This is someone who studies climate change and specializes in hurricanes. His name is James Cossin. He works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Here's what he said.
The freshwater flooding poses our greatest risk to life, and a coastal storm surge poses a huge risk to life, but it's a little bit more manageable, partly because people do tend to evacuate from the coast. They don't necessarily do that inland.
When you get an evacuation order, and this happens with most hurricanes as they're approaching the coast, you have people who live along the coast, they leave. What about people who live inland? They generally stay. They may not prepare as seriously because it seems like maybe it's just rain. And as a result, this is where we see the loss of life from hurricanes is actually mostly from freshwater flooding.
Do scientists have any sense of how this might play out in decades to come? I mean, should we expect all hurricanes to eventually be these big, slow rain events?
No. In the future, there will be variability, just like there was in the past. If you think about normal hurricane seasons, maybe 100 years ago before we started releasing all this greenhouse gas into the atmosphere, there were big storms, there were little storms, there were rainy storms, there were windy storms. Hurricanes have variability built in already. That will continue to be the case. What we do expect to see is that with warmer oceans, potentially with these slower wind currents, the likelihood of more frequent, large, wet, slow-moving storms goes up. And so that will feel like more of them, even though it's really a higher likelihood.
We've been talking about hurricanes, but does this have any impact on just ordinary rainfall?
It does, and the reasons are a little bit less studied, but there's quite a bit of evidence already done by the National Climate Assessment, which is part of the federal government, that major rainfall events are increasing in a bunch of parts of the U.S. And so freshwater flooding, not just from hurricanes, but from other sources, is something that we're all dealing with as a result of climate change.
Wow. Well, thank you, Rebecca, for explaining this to us.
Thanks.
That's Rebecca Hersher from NPR's Science Desk, and I'm Merritt Kennedy.